For the past several weeks, new Mainers have been breaking bread with longtime residents of Lewiston and Auburn, swapping stories about their families and breaking down stereotypes about immigrants and refugees. It's part of a national initiative to address the uptick in hate crimes. As Susan Sharon reports, one focus of the sessions is to teach bystanders how to safely intervene in a bias incident before it escalates.
Building relationships with strangers doesn't happen on an empty stomach, so part of each conversation involves a meal. In this case, it's a Somali potluck dinner featuring a savory pastry called sambusa, served up in the basement of the Community Concepts building in Lewiston. This is just one of nearly 20 facilitated discussions that wraps up this month. Each group meets twice, and their discussions span several hours and cover provocative themes about race, religion, and prejudice, like the misperception that anyone from Somalia is a terrorist.
No, we're not terrorists. As a matter of fact, she said terrorists attacks everybody equally. They harm equally all the Muslim people. So.
Fawzia Musi of Lewiston translates for Ayan Ali, one of several Somali women taking part in the group.
As a matter of fact, she said, I don't even think we're terrorists, and we have the same religion or beliefs. I don't think they're normal people either. It costs us a lot of
grief.
I would like the world to eradicate all terrorists because they cause us a lot of grief.
Facilitator Steve Wessler has the group discuss several other stereotypes about new Americans, that they're lazy, don't want to work, and are all on welfare. And then Wessler, with help from the group itself, breaks them down one by one.
Are these accurate about new Americans being lazy?
My experience is no.
Glenn Holmes is the Director of Economic Development for Community Concepts Finance Corporation and a native Mainer who lives in Buckfield.
I mean, some of the most hardworking, dedicated people I've met have been new Mainers.
They take the jobs that the other people feel they're too good for.
But Tara Saunders says one of the reasons she's participating in the discussion is that she has a lot to learn about how refugees and new immigrants receive aid. She says other people she knows don't understand that either.
So therefore, we put our own assumptions. And I think what most people need to be is to be much better informed to understand what the aid is.
One of Wessler's exercises involves arming members of the group with statistics about the type of aid immigrants receive from the government, how much they contribute to the economy, and their rate of home ownership. He's been doing civil rights and conflict resolution work in Maine and around the world for more than 25 years. This project, funded by a small grant in partnership with the Maine Council of Churches and the Maine People's Alliance, is similar to one he did about a decade ago.
And I think things got better in Lewiston, and then I think there's been somewhat of a going backwards, perhaps. There is a lot more anti-immigrant, anti-refugee bias.
Between 2015 and 2016, the Maine Department of Public Safety reported a 5% increase in the number of hate crimes in Maine. But since last year, there's been a documented increase in the number of bias-motivated incidents of harassment and violence targeting Muslims, Jews, members of the LGBT community, and immigrants across the country. And so, Wessler says, the way to reduce that is not only to confront stereotypes, but to teach people how to speak up and to respectfully intervene when they hear a degrading comment or see a possible bias-motivated incident unfolding. He uses the example of a woman who intervened on behalf of a 16-year-old Somali girl named Sarah.
She had gone to the laundromat with her mother to wash the clothes. It's the winter and people are coming in with dirty snow on their shoes and the floor was not clean.
The story goes that when Sarah turned away to get some more quarters to fill the dryer, a white woman came over, took the clothes out, dumped them on the dirty floor, and started kicking them around.
She was saying things like, "We don't want you here. Go back to Somalia." And then she felt a tap on her shoulder. In her words, she looked up and saw a white-haired white woman. And the woman said, "I'm so sorry that woman did that, but she doesn't represent everybody. Many of us are so glad that you are here."
And then the woman helped Sarah pick up the clothes to be washed a second time. And while Sarah walked over to her mother to get some more quarters, the woman paid for the load of wash and quietly left the laundromat. Wessler says that when Sarah looked back on what happened, she put her hands to her chest and said, "That woman healed my heart." It's a kind of healing that works both ways for members of the groups.
I have heard the stereotypes. I have not necessarily addressed them. I think my silence says a lot. I'm eager to learn more.
Claire Hebert of Turner is among those who says she's been forced to consider her failure to speak up for her new Somali neighbors, in part because of a lack of understanding about their culture. But at her first meeting, after hearing examples of some of the disparaging, disrespectful comments made to Somali students at Lewiston High School read aloud, Hebert said she was so upset, she got up and approached the Somali women in her group.
There was like no single word that I could think of that would make up for the words they were hearing. So I knelt down and I bowed to them and said, "Please forgive us."
Afterward, Hebert says, the Somali women came up and embraced her one at a time. No translation needed. Supporters of the initiative known as Communities Against Hate hope that the message and the training can be replicated in other parts of Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.